Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from a roof over Wexford town to bad news if you're heading for a night out in Laois or Offaly, there's lots happening around the country this week, and Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me to tell me what's going on. How are you, Shane?
I'm very well, good afternoon.
Yeah,
how are
plans you? Plans for the weekend?
I have a wedding next week, so I have to behave this weekend. If you see me out and about, please
go, go home.
You've no money and you need to be getting some sleep.
Yeah.
So I've nothing major on. Have you anything on?
I am actually going to the VIP Style Awards tonight.
Of course you are.
It's my first time to go.
Have you got the hair done yet?
No.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going, you're hardly going like this.
Yeah, the hair in a ponytail. No, no, you're right. Thanks for pointing that out. Yes, that's why I work in radio.
Just going to enjoy it.
I'm going along anyway.
Yeah, you're not up for an award, are you?
Oh, God, no. Okay. I mean, you've just pointed out how bad my hair looks. I'm hardly nominated for most stylish person.
Say, standards have slipped in VIP.
Yeah, yeah, no, so
enjoy it.
The crack, yeah,
I look forward to all the photos of that.
Yeah,
yes.
should be a little bit of fun. But there's plenty happening in Wexford.
Why does it always rain on me? Is it because I lied when I was 17? Why does
that
it always
is Travis with Why Does It Always Rain On Me? Because I lied when I was 17. It's not going to rain on people in Wexford anymore. This is a great story. You might have heard about this mad story from Wexford this week. A lot of people are only hearing about it now. And the news is that they've put a roof on Wexford.
Sorry now, like, quite literally a roof.
Yes, a retractable roof. Now, not the county of Wexford, I should say, not even Wexford town, which I think should be a city, but that's another argument. It's great, a great town, but it's on one street. We always say, of course, Ireland would be a great country if we put a roof on it.
Yeah.
And now they actually have done that. That's what they've done. The council has put a fully retractable roof on one of the town's busiest nightlife spots. It's called Monk Street. Never been there.
No.
If anyone's been to Vegas, this is a bit like Fremont Street, which is the old town Vegas, where you have a roof over.
I wouldn't recommend anybody to go to, by the way.
No, I was going to say,
let's hope Monk Street is different.
Yeah, I mean, this is like Fremont Street without the strippers and the drug dealers, I would say. It's a lot nicer of a setup, but the retractable roof it has in common with Vegas. It costs over €1.5 million.
Wow.
Euro. So it's a big investment.
And it's a council-funded roof.
They're hoping that
the council owns the roof.
Yes, they do. It's breathe new life into Wexford's nighttime economy, is what they're saying. Monk Street is now going to be the first street in Ireland to have a roof cover its entire length. It's over 80 metres long. And already in that area, they've pedestrianised the street too. So this is the new hot place to go out in.
So this is where you have your outdoor dining. You can go for your couple of drinks.
Yes.
And you can do it in the comfort that you're not going to get soaked.
Absolutely. It's funny you say that. People probably think it's a pub scene or whatever. But actually, I was thinking what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Al fresco dining. It means you can sit out all year long, which people like to do anyway.
Yeah.
And know that you're not going to get soaked. Yeah.
Who decides when you open and close the roof?
I don't know that. I would say it's based on the level of rain. I'd just leave it closed the whole time. It's probably safe. Unless it's a gorgeous sunny day.
This is a fantastic idea.
I know. I wonder, will some streets in Dublin do it? I'm thinking, you know the area around Zosimus there with all the umbrellas?
Yeah.
Somewhere like that you could put a roof. It's a great idea. Costs a few quid, €1.5 million. But if it breathes new life in, it's well worth it.
I'd love to hear from people in Wexford town today. And how do you feel about Monk Street and your new roof that covers it? 087 1400 106. Tell us about what's happening in Musmeath.
Such a creepy story. I mean, I've read this a couple of times now and it's just so odd. So it's reported Westmeath County Council is on the hunt for an illegal dumper called the Adult Nappy Guy. The man has been responsible.
Just now, what?
He's responsible, allegedly, for leaving soiled nappies at scenic sites, including two particularly bad incidents involving large quantities of soiled nappies. Now, I'm not clear, are these adult nappies?
Or baby, I was just about to ask.
They call him the adult nappy guy, which makes me think that they are adult nappies.
Yeah.
Either way, it's vile. The council say, and sorry if you're having your lunch now, that they've been forced to sift the waste by hand to see if there's anything that could identify this perpetrator. And they say that task was deeply unpleasant.
I can imagine.
And a health risk for staff involved. Internal emails seen by the investigative journalist Ken Fox. He went off and did the digging on this. And they show how the local authority was determined to track down Adult Nappy Guy after a second dumping incident earlier this year. And when we say scenic areas, you're talking about Loch Sheelan and Loch Owl, I think they say Loch Owl as well up there. Really scenic areas, and they're dumped like 10 yards from a picnic table right on the shoreline of the lake.
Why can they not just bin them, the council? Why do they have to go through them?
To try and find who it is, to try and find the perpetrator, that there could be some way
of
identifying
the person. But people are, I'm not saying it's right, but people illegally dump waste and, and soil nappies.
But they will go through it. They'll go through everything to see if there's some way of identifying the homeowner. For example, I don't know if a receipt got caught up or something like that. They have to do this. And as well as the dumping, it's also contaminating the wildlife in the area too. So let's hope they catch this person soon.
So it's happened at Loch Sheelan and it's happened at Loch Isle in Westmeath. Mm-hmm. So they, I suppose, are hoping that it's the one culprit.
Yeah, absolutely. They're calling it the adult nappy guy, so they think it's one person. Obviously, both incidents very similar in nature or whatever. It's really, really odd.
You're right, it is disturbing. Galway.
Yeah, this is lovely news from Galway. There's such an interest in family trees. People are all about their heritage and their genealogy these days. And people like going investigating graves as well. Wouldn't be my particular area of interest. But people like to know about their family history. If you've any links to Galway, this is great research for you. Galway County Council has won a national award for its new digital project. And what they've done is they've mapped over 40,000 graves across Galway and made them publicly available online. So where you've a grave, you've a record. Now you can see all of this online and trace your roots. And it was named the overall winner of the community engagement category at the Customer Success Awards in Dublin. How they did this was they gave funding to local groups and they went off and employed experts to train communities locally to use mobile technology and drones. So they got drones over the graveyards in Galway, mapped them, and they have 40,000 records from across the county that everyone can have a look at. And it's the second award that this project has won.
Right. We're always complaining about the number of taxis, particularly in Dublin, but it's not just our capital city. Offaly and Laois are falling victim to people trying to get home on a night out.
Yeah, and these figures come from a local TD who clearly feels it's a big issue. So Laois and Offaly, good luck to you there if you're trying to get a taxi in these areas, it would seem. Now, you mentioned Dublin. Not easy getting a taxi in Naas either, particularly at certain times of the night.
Right.
So it's not just a city issue. New figures given to local TD Carol Nolan. So she asked about taxi numbers across the country. How many taxis do we have? Offaly and Laois have dramatically fewer taxis available for hire now than in previous years. Overall, out of the 26 counties, 23 counties have fewer taxis or what they call small public service vehicles available. In Offaly, the number of taxis was 184 in 2019 and now it's down to 151 last year. And in Laois, there were 239 in 2019 and 207 now. And Carol Nolan says she asked about this because small businesses in Laois and Offaly are contacting her saying it's impacting their trade. People have stopped going out. We do this at home in Naas as well. You can't be bothered going out. You'd rather maybe friends come over to a house because you just don't know, are you going to get home or are you going to be standing on the street for half an hour? And also the price of it. Like, they're astronomical.
Yeah, I actually walked home last year after the Christmas party.
Did you? Yeah, because it was so hard to get a taxi.
I couldn't get one. Like, it's not my proudest moment or safest thing I've ever done.
I was going to say, you'll be told, particularly if you're a woman, don't walk home late at night.
I had no choice.
What do you do? Do you stand
there? I actually had given serious consideration to coming in and sleeping here.
Wouldn't be the first person who's done that either.
I think there was people who did that that night, but you know, like...
Yeah. Yeah, no, it seems to be a real problem. I used to get a taxi home and it would cost a tenner. Now it's 20 euro. Mm. So it's cost trying to get a taxi available. Not just a city issue, right around the county.
The 26th of April show.
You're fired. We're all fired.
What are you doing playing this? 26th
well, apparently April. It's Christmas in Clare. I love to hear stories like this. My dad's from Clonus and he'd always talk about Ulster Final Day in the town. And
I didn't know your dad was from Monaghan.
Monaghan, yeah. So Ulster Final Day, and he lived in the main street, so you'd see the place come alive. Obviously the pubs would be packed, people everywhere. He would say it's like a festival or Christmas, and it seems to be the same in Ennis because we're told this week that it's kind of magical there. You know this obviously from your pub background. There's nothing better than a packed pub where everyone's in form.
Aintree, the Ulster final, All-Ireland final day, and now I would see even the like Cheltenham as well, obviously, and then... rugby over the more recent years at home too.
Yeah,
like packed. It's just people don't like, they want to get in the bandwagon. And they want the hype and they want to be there and be involved in the buzz.
Yeah, there's something special about it. And what they're saying in Ennis is that last Sunday was like Christmas Day because they say the income generated from the Munster Senior Hurling Championship on par with their busiest Christmas nights. Cusack Park had a capacity crowd of over 20,000 for the Clare Limerick game in Ennis last Sunday, and apparently the cafes, pubs pubs, bars and restaurants counted it as a successful day out. They were there, by the way, from early morning because the crowd from Limerick started arriving in around 9:30 in the morning, and they had musicians in the pubs and on the street as well. So there's a big atmosphere in Ennis. One bar owner, Cian Guilfoyle, said they matched their busiest Christmas night with the level of revenue from Sunday. A good mix of supporters before and after the game, he told the Clare Echo. So more of that to come, yeah, you'd imagine. And great to hear local towns getting a boost like this.
Just talking about the boost, we, as you know, we've teamed up here with Make-A-Wish all this week on News Talk. And like, it's just incredible to see that boost, you know, from people getting involved, donating throughout the course of the day, because like, you've heard so many amazing stories.
Incredible.
You know,
heartbreaking stories. And yeah, some of the videos we've put up on News Talk social media, they're lovely stories, but also heartbreaking, but there's a magic to them as well, I would say. Make-A-Wish, they sound like the most incredible charity.
I know.
Literally making dreams come true.
We are going to be talking actually in the next hour about Make-A-Wish, and we'll be hearing, you know, about some of the work that they do, the help that they give to families, and some just really, you know, courageous, brilliant little children. So we'll be hearing some of those stories here on Lunchtime Live, 1:20 today. But if you want to get involved, please do. You can do so. Make-A-Wish, you can get it online. You'll be able to donate there as well. But please do help in whatever way you can and just take part. Shane Beattie, enjoy your quiet, relaxing weekend.
And enjoy the Style Awards. Can't wait to see your award.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.